Okay, let's go look at the Torah. Emer, page Lamed Gimel. Bottom of the first column, even where the second column begins, the new Maimer, two lines above that in the first column. Okay, the last thing that Rebbe explained was the third Kaddish is bringing it into Gashmias, and that's through Torah Mitzvahs. But Torah Mitzvahs is also different. The Amshach of Torah Mitzvahs is through speech. The Amshach of Torah Mitzvahs is through Maisa. This is more Pnimius than this. And therefore in Shema, it first says the Dibar Tabam, which is Torah, and then it says the Mitzvah of Tefillin. Why is the Mitzvah of Tefillin? So he says, because what's the union of Tefillin? You take Hashem's name, Hashem Echad, and you write it on physical parchment, like mezuzah, Savta Ma Mezuzis. So therefore, they're connected to the whole Torah. Okay, so he says now, V'zel b'chinas shalkata gimel. This is the third group that says gimel, panim kaddish, three times the word kaddish. Like it says, kaddish, 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 Hashem tzvokes, malei chalaretz kvede, malei chalaretz daika, that it permeates the earth, meaning the asam shoch abasiya gashmis. That's why the third group, after kaddish, 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 what do we say? Malei chalaretz kvede, that the earth is full of that kedusha. That's, Yossi, you want to take back your phone? Okay, let's leave. To bring down the infinite level of Elokus, lemata, all the way down. Okay? So what's the Alter Rebbe explaining? That b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol meidecha, the three groups. The first group is the realization of the infinite level of Hashem, and therefore the person only wants to be connected to Hashem. The second Kaddish is bringing Elokus down into the world, okay? And the third Kaddish is into the physical world. So you said the Malachim bring it down into Briyat Sira, but the third Kaddish is bringing it down all the way into Asiya, all the way into the Gash mystical world. Okay, the rest is the parentheses. Next column. And then the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. Okay, what does the Pasuk say? V'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. And then the Pasuk concludes, Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. I am Hashem who makes you holy. Pirush, what does that mean? Shabbat Leimed comes to say, Ech Eich HaKer Ba'odam. How does a person, L'cheira, the Alter Rebbe says like this, through mitzvahs, you bring down b'chol meidecha, the essence of Hashem in the world. Where in the world does a person get the ability to do that? How does a person, a physical human being, have the ability to bring down the level of b'chol meidecha, the third Kaddish, into the gash mystical world? So he says, Eich ha-keir ba'odam, shayidei mitzvah, ma'isit v'divrei teira. So physical mitzvahs, through teira. Ha-medabrim, mi-ha-mitzvah, that speaks about the mitzvahs, ma'isit. How is it possible that Yam Shechayideh Zagili Erenz Baruch Hu Mamash? How is it possible that that's able to bring down this infinite level of Elokus, the Las Machshavat Visa Miklau, that no mind could possibly grasp it? And yet we're saying a physical human being, through learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, bring down this level of Elokus into the world. How do you get that? Therefore, the Pasuk concludes, Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. I am the level of Elokus that sanctifies you. What does that mean? Pirush, Havayu say that I'm Shoch. What does the Pasuk say? Ani Havaya Mekadishchem. What's Yudke Vovke? Yudke is the order of Emshocha. Shakol Emshocha Momayl Lamata. Any Emshocha that comes from higher to lower, Nimshachai De Eitish Shem Havaya, comes through the letters of Yudke Vovke. Any hamshacha, like the whole ishtalshlus, yud is chachma, then hey is bina, then is the six fetus, then it's say malchus, or it comes in tatsilis, and then bria, and then yitzir and asiya. Any hamshacha that comes from higher level to a lower level goes through the name of yud kevavke, and he says, shay yud made out simtzum, yud implies a level of contraction, concealment, limitation, shotzarach li is tchilat, that there is necessary for that to be. In other words, any time a person wants to give over seichel, anytime he wants to give over seichel, he already has to limit it based on the students, how he wants to teach it. So that's the first thing of tzimtzum. Behei is sheyeshle erech v'reichiv. A hay that which is bina that has a length and a width to it. Meral is pashtus the spreading out of it, and then the vav is amshachal lebchina seita toho, and then the vav is the six sfiras, but the vav is a line higher to lower, which represents amshachal from higher to lower, which is midas, and then into the hay that it says bihi bottom. Okay, like it says bihi bottom, behei bottom. Because he bottom is the words hey bottom or Avram, whatever. Chaynem, and therefore the Pasuk says.
What's the first thing?
Huh?
What type of Hamshachah is the first thing?
The first?
Hey.
That's the level of Bina. You have to understand it. There's a Yiddish expression, Ebisfalten has bottom, Falten Havana. And the Yiddish expression means if you can't explain it, means you don't understand it. Why? Because in order to bring it down, you need to understand it properly. Then you could bring it down. If you don't understand it properly, you can't bring it down.
That's in terms of the muscle of Sefer.
In terms of Hapshacha,
but the
Kuska. But you'd care. But
you'd care.
Because first it comes into Ishtalshulis. First is Chochma and Bina. Then it comes into Middes, father and mother. Then it comes into the children, the Hamshacha coming down. So first it goes through Chochma and Bina, and then it has the level of the six spheres, the Vav, and then it comes into the level, the Hibarim, the Hay, that the Malchus that created the world.
Chochma is Atzilus, Bina is the Hay is real?
Well, that's what it says in Kabbalah, in Chassidus. The four Elamis are Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? So not only the ten spheres, Yudus, Chochma, Hay is Bina, Vav is six spheres in Malchus, but Yud is Atzilus, He is Bria, Vav is Yitzir, and He is Asiya.
The greatest Hamshacha is the Vav.
That's the direct Hamshacha. That's when it comes into Midas. That's when it comes more tangible. L'chein ani avay mikadishchem. Therefore it says ani avay mikadishchem, meaning sheliyeis Hamshacha b'chinas kodesh shemuvdo. Orin to baruch ha'yedei teiro mitzvah smaisis. She'ena be'erech. In other words, the Pasuk says, Ani avaya mikadishchem, v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. How is it possible to bring down this level of Kedusha, of the infinite, infinite b'chol meidecha, the infinite level of Elokus, all the way down? Hashem says, you know what? Ani avaya mikadishchem, I'm the guy that does it. I let it happen, I make it happen. Ani eis eislachem, I do it for you. In other words, like this, by normal transition, there's no way infinite God can come into a finite world. So it's just mathematically impossible. You can't have an infinite Hashem, b'chol meidecha, coming down in a physical world. How can that happen? Or, b'chlal, anything we do, which is limited compared to the infinite of Hashem, there's no way, mathematically, philosophically, anything, that what we do should have any impact on Hashem whatsoever. Why is it like that? So the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, because I allow it to happen, I make it happen. I'm telling you, you do a mitzvah, this is what's going to happen. It can't be. Hashem says, of course, from your perspective, it can be. But I'm the one that could do it, and I could do whatever I want, because I'm above infinite and finite. So I could bring down the infinite into the finite. And therefore he says, Ani Eisez Eislachem, I'm the one doing this for you. Omam Shalachem say that I'm Shachas Kedusha Al Yoyna. And I am the one that brings down this level of Kedusha of above, the infinite level, Ayidei Eis Yishem Havaya, through the letters of Havaya. In other words, who is Mikadishchem? Havaya Mikadishchem. I'm bringing down the level of UK. But who allows the Havaya to become Mikadishchem? He said, that's Va'ani, Haino Erin Tov Baruch Hu, Atzmei Shu Yizbaruch, Hanei Sin Koyach Zeh. Hashem, the essence of Hashem, Anechi Ani, the essence of Hashem, Shenuchel, Lahamshech Es Erein Tzav Baruch Hu, the Torah mitzvah that allows it to happen. Okay, so the whole Maimed Al Rebbe is explaining basically the whole Indian of Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish is bringing down the various levels of Elokus, and then the Pasuk concludes, how can that happen? Where does the Jew get the ability to be able to do it? The answer is because Ani, the essence of Hashem, is bringing it down. Havai, I'm bringing down the Hamshacha Mikadishchem to make the world, for you to bring Kedusha into the world.
I think I'm when Hashem says, I make you holy, he gives us a tool to make us ourselves holy. He doesn't say, okay, here you go.
Well, Hashem says, I'm making you holy, but if you don't do anything, you ain't going to become holy.
So by us doing Torah mitzvahs, he gives us a formula. He says, by you doing Torah mitzvahs, you're mapshik into the world, which makes you holy.
Correct. If Hashem gives us Torah mitzvahs, so you don't follow the manual, you're not going to you're not going to build the building. Okay? The question, how can I build a building? We're nothing. That's it. Hashem says, this, if you do this, you can build the building.
Even the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem Mekadishcha, I make you holy. It's still something.
No, Mekadishcha means I give you the ability to be holy.
That doesn't mean I'm going to pour some holy water on you. Make you holy.
No, Hashem says, you have the ability. It has to be Aveda Sodom. That's what he said. Matan Torah was after 26 generations. Chasam Yibana. It has to be in the Aveda of the Jew. But in order to have Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, it says, so it has to be first V'nigdashti B'seich B'nai Yisrael. Hashem says, I will become holy amongst the Jews. What does that mean? She'anu tzrichim lahachna keli. We need to make the keli. She'a b'chinis kedushos in nitbis b'teichis b'nei Yisrael. We need to make the vessel. Hashem says, here's the vessel. You got to make it. Okay. What's the vessel? Torah mitzvahs. Hashem says, I'm giving you the opportunity to do it, but you got to make the keli. So before Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, it has to be, you guys got to make the keli first. So that's how the Maimer began on the Pasuk in Nigdashti B'Seich B'nei Yisrael, which means, Shebechinis Kodesh Sho'alef. That's the first Kodesh Shomashiyagili Pnimis Nukodes Alef, which is Yesed or Eisho Liki Shebelev. In the first Kodesh, if you remembered, the Alter Rebbe explained, how does a person realize this? So he says that's the element of fire in the Nefesh Olikis, to awaken the fire, meaning the Ahava, the love, to want to only be connected to Hashem, the love of Hashem physically. There should be Gili, Pechinitz, Nukudas Alev, which is Yesed, or Eisha Lekisha Belev, Shia Boyer, Lepechinitz Kodesh, that it should be burning to come to that level of Kodesh of Ein Tzav Baruch Hu, Al Derech, similar to the Kat Achat, to the first group, which are the level of the Srafin. In other words, Alter Rebbe in the whole Maim explained, yeah, the Malachim scream Kodesh, 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 and all that, but that's the Aved of the Jew. One Aved of the Jew is the one-time Kodesh. What's the first Kodesh? Alter Rebbe explained the great length at the beginning. That's the level of the Malachim called Serafim. They have this Emdim Mimalei, because they have this longing to be higher than the Adnai that's on the Shechina, on the Kisei, meaning that they have a longing to be higher than Malchus. So he said, what's the Aved of the Jew? To reveal a level of love within himself that is so great that the only thing the Jew wants is to get out of here. Like Nadav and Avihu, but they said they had a one-way ticket that Hashem wants to return. And by you making the keli, he says, becomes Ani Hashem Mekadishcha. Shaydei Teira Mitzvah Smaisi is by doing physical mitzvahs. Yom Shech Kodesh Zeh. This level of Kodesh should be Momayla Lamata. Higher, coming down from the higher level to the lower level, Bekelem Shech Kol Mitzvah Sasif and Fem. Into the, all the positive mitzvahs and their branches, Ushmiris Mitzvah Slei Sasif and Fem. And the negative mitzvahs, Umitzvahs Rabbanin and the physical, and the rabbinic mitzvahs. So you need the 613 plus the 7 and so on. He says, what's the you say the Eish of Nefesh HaLikis, the burning love of Hashem. He says, what does that mean? Why is it a mashal of fire? He says, Kamei al derech mashal Eish HaGashmi. Through physical fire, Ayedei HaEish, Nasim kol HaKelim. It becomes all the Kelim, meaning, Shekol Keli, Shereitzi Lassis Mikasem Mizohav, any utensil, b'chlal, gold and silver, in order to make it into a keli, you need a fire. You have a blacksmith, a goldsmith, anything you want to make has to be with fire. He says, asiyase ha'ikri, the primary making of the keli, is lavira be'ish tchila. You have to first melt it, basically, And then Yasan of Yachliken, and then you can make it, you can form it, and then you could smoothen it. Yachliken is to smoothen it. Kamekin Lamaila. The same thing Lamaila says, Kalim Ikenim Shainim. Vegain Malchus Rav, right, what does it say in the Megillah? That Achashverosh made the Kalim Ikenim Shainim, different types of Kalim, and Yain Malchus Rav. What does that mean? Ribu Yakalim. Hey, mitzvahs deraisa drabon van feyim. Kalim mikalim shayna means all the various different types of kalim. And then yein malchus rov. That's the hamshoch shemamshichim bekalim elu. That's the lukus that you bring down through the making of the kalim. In other words, Rebbe is defining Achashverosh's party because Hamelach refers to Hashem. So the king makes a party, and he has kalim mikalim shayna, meaning an abundance of different type of kalim, because there's so many different kalim. There's 613 mitzvahs. Everyone's a different keli. Then you have the seven mitzvahs of Rabbanu, which is another type of a keli, right? Different kalim. And then when you make kalim, mikalim shenim, when you have so many different kalim, then you could bring down yein malchus rov kiyad melech. Then there's an abundance of yayin, which is seder satera, meaning the higher levels of alakus. And they're coming down into the world. But how you to make those kalim is ayidei b'chinus yaseid or isha l'ki. By the fire, the element of fire of the nefesh l'kis, which is a level of srof and straight for the burning, shayidei yuchel nasis kol ha-kalim enough. Okay? So bottom line is, we make a keli, Hashem says, okay, you can't do it on your own, obviously, but when you make a keli, I'm going to do it for you. Before this, it even says in the pasuk, you should not desecrate my name. And then the pasuk says, "V'nigdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael." What does that mean? Ki kol hanal l'bchinu v'nigdashti, and the level mekadishchem, all of this that I become holy. That's all I say. Take bringing down kedusha is positive; it's not negative. But in order to bring down Kedusha, you have to get rid of the evil. The simple analogy of it, you can't get dressed to go to a banquet if you're full of mud. First, you got to get rid of the dirt. And then you can put on the clean clothing. Clean clothing itself is not going to do anything. So first, before v'nigdash, you mean I'm going to bring down Kedusha to the world, which is, by the way, the concept of positive mitzvah. Therefore, we learn many times that on a negative mitzvah, there's no bracha, because you don't bring down kedusha by not eating chazi. You don't bring down kedusha. But in order to bring down kedusha, the kedusha needs a vessel where to be. You can't have tumah, you can't have dirt, spiritual dirt, all over the place and expect to bring down kedusha into it. Therefore, that first has to be made up. Which is the first the Torah says v'leisa chalul l'shem kodshi, meaning shleitas abachinus cholol vehefsek hamafsekes chasishon bein adam lebein avinu shelishmain. That Rebbe is defining the word cholol normally means desecrate, yeah. But cholol, the grillin cholol makom panim, cholol means an empty space. That Rebbe says v'leisa chalul l'shem kodshi, don't create an empty space where my name can't come down. How do you create an empty space? That's by transgressing a negative mitzvah, because then you bring evil into the world. Person eats chazer, they bring evil into the world. They do an aveda, they bring evil into the world. V'hai no k'meish yakos, what the pasuk says.
By doing so, you create an emptiness of what?
What?
If you do an aveda,
you don't allow a lukus to connect the world, because you're creating a space that's not letting it come down to. Right. Chol means a place, a hefsik.
So what, empty of what? Empty of Hashem?
Yeah. Like he says, Avinisechem Avdilim Olekechem Shaidei Havaina is through the sin. Eisim Bechinas Chol Lamafsik, you make a separation. V'oz, he says, Lo Yoel Hanipoch Banitus Yitzedo Eshelikisha Blev Shemiskaba Yideisa. He says, sometimes when you blow, you put out the fire. Sometimes when you blow, you make the fire bigger. Sometimes when you blow, you put the fire out. depending on the size of the fire, the amount you're blowing. So he says, if you transgress the negative commandments and you make the space, then the blowing on the Nefesh HaLikis to awaken the spark of the Nefesh HaLikis to get this burning fire of Serafim, he says, all you're going to do is miskaba ideza, you're going to extinguish it. And that's what the pasuk before v'nigdashi b'seich bnei Yisrael, meaning before I'm able to come into the world v'nigdashi to bring kedusha, first I have to have make sure that you clean up the mess. Aidei shei b'chinas sur meirav b'tachlis, by having sur meirav b'tachlis as yochol liyes v'nigdashi, then you can have v'nigdashi alukus can come down, and then it'll be memeila ani avai mikadishka. And then Hashem will be the koyach to give you the strength to be able to do it. Shemetchil tzarich liyas b'chinas yitzias mitzrayim shu esur meira. That's why not only does David HaMelech say sur meira and then I say teiv, but the achana to matan teira had to be yitzias mitzrayim, which is sur meira, and then you're able to have matan teira. But you can't have matan teira giving good if the Jews are in a clip of Mitzrayim. They have to be Yitzias Mitzrayim. They have to first do Sur Meira, and then they have to get Achikach Govel Bechino Madregas Midbar Sinai and Oyel Ma'id and all the Kedusha of Matan Teira and the preparation for Matan Teira. Okay, now, the Rebbe is going to have a beer on this. Okay, so let's start it.
Sometimes even if the person is in a klipa, by doing a mitzvah, that could shlap him out of
you could. Yeah, but you have to work both. Okay, let's go to Lamed Hey, second column is a Maimon Sfartum Lochem. Okay, it says Sfartum Lochem Machas Shabbos. Okay, this is in this week's parsha of Emma. She count from the day after Yom Tov. Sheva Shabbosis, you need to count the Sfiras HaEmah, right? So he says, Sfartem, the word Sfartem literally means to count. But Sfira also comes from the word Behira, shining like Evan Sapir. Sapphire stone in Hebrew and Torah is called Evan Sapir. Sapir, why is the sapphire stone called Sapir? Sapir means to shine, like it says, Hashemayim is Saprim Kveit Kel. It doesn't mean that the heavens tell Sipur a story or talking is a revelation. Usfartam Lachem means it should shine to you. V'chein Eser Sfiris, why are they called Eser Sfiris? Again, the word Sfira, because it means the ten Sfiris reveal Elokus. Zel Usfartam Lachem. What does it mean? Usvartem lochem. You should bring down the 10 spheres, internalize it. Lochem, bring down the 10 spheres of Kedusha into yourself, into lochem. Okay, skip the three lines. And Zeis to understand what that means. Why is spheres bringing down and revealing the level of Kedusha into the person? He says, he'd say like this, Pesach is Yitz Mitzrayim. Pesach is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chag HaShavuos is Matan Torah. Okay, so now, in order for Pesach, what happened between Pesach and Shavuos was Sfiras HaEmah. Again, this is the Aveda. First there has to be Yitzias Mitzrayim, then there has to be seven counting Sfiras HaEmah to shine. Okay, then Kabbalah HaTorah Hoya Tzrichim Nisper Zayin Shavuos Shleimus, and then they're able to be makabel the Torah. So it's pashut to say that they had to have Yitzias Mitzrayim, like we just learned in the other Maimer. It had to be Sur Meira. Then you have to have the counting or the shining of the seven Midas, each one composed of seven, into the person. And then finally you're able to get the Torah. Kehine Iksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Achayus Ratzav Hashayiv, the Malachim, they have the longing and the returning. Meaning coming and going, by the whole concept of time. Hakob chinas ratzav hashev lemaila, everything is longing, returning. So he says like this: K'meikim Pesach. Pesach is the longing. Shavuos is the shuv. Okay, now what's, why is Pesach the longing? Ki Pesach yitzias mitzrayim, which is b'chipazim, in haste, to do it quickly. V'achaltem eisi b'chipazim, ki b'chipazim yotzasam. Okay, what happened Pesach? There was this revelation of Elokus. Like he says, oh, yiz galus Elokus m'mayla, nigla lehem melech malchem lochem akadosh baruch hu ga'olam, u'b'chines chipazim. So therefore, that this great, it was like, you know, a hit and run. It was a revelation of Elokus, and then they had to run out of evil because they had this longing to become connected to Hashem. But la'asid lavei, by concerning Mashiach, the pasuk says, "Levi chipazim teitzel." You're not going to go out in a rush. Ubenusel leitelech. You're not going to run out. Shloiyeh bechinas chipazim. There's not going to be any running out, but by Yitzias Mitzrayim was b'chipazim. Okay, so that Rebbe is now going to elaborate on what this means. By the difference between, there's a lot of differences. Yitzias Mitzrayim had to be a running out of Mitzrayim. Loss of love, I think it pays. It's for Korach. B'chipazim, by Mitzrayim was chipazim. Loss of love, it says, it's also different. The Mitzrayim doesn't say they didn't want to go out, didn't go out. The lost of love, it's going to go out. It's all the same thing.
But earlier you said that if there's too much space, then the mitzvah. If there's too much space, right? If there's a challah, then even if he does the nafet, it's going to.
It's not going to happen.
It won't happen. So what? But.